The convention attracted about 1,300 sci-fi and fantasy lovers to the University Hilton. All kinds of fantasy creatures meander through the lobby. A line of Trekkies files past, not long after Chewbacca walks by, causing a bit of a traffic jam. And standing behind a book table, quite composed in a pink blouse, is Faith Hunter, a local urban fantasy writer.
If you take mystery genre, the thriller genre, and you stuffed it in a world with magic or vampires or wares or some strange combination of all of those plus other paranormal creatures, and you have someone to solve the crime or the murder or the dastardly deed, then you have urban fantasy.
Hunter is best known for her novels about Jane Yellowrock, a sexy vampire killer who turns into different animals. As the first novel begins, Jane has just bought a motorcycle in Charlotte, killed a family of rogue vampires in Asheville, and arrives in New Orleans for the next slaughter.
L-A-R-R-Y, traditional spelling, right? Because, you know, I ask it every time I see you at a signing.
Hunter is a relative newcomer to the fantasy field. She used to write medical mysteries, 15 years of it. Then, she says, the mystery field took a dive.
I could see the writing on the wall, and I decided I wanted to take mystery in a new direction. My character solves crimes. She just does it with a little bit of supernatural help from her beast.
Hunter says she's sold about 250,000 copies of the series since the first book in 2009. Writing isn't her only job. Hunter still works at a hospital lab 2 days a week for the benefits, she says. She tries to spend the rest of her time writing. As for the promotion of her work, Faith Hunter has help.
We're the street team for Faith Hunter.
Jason Gilbert and a group of four others crowd around Hunter's convention table. They're part of the series Street Team, basically a group of diehard fans who volunteer to distribute promotional materials about the Jane Yellowrock novels. Mindy Mayutis is one of them.
We have pins, we have business cards, Jane Yellowrock's business card. We leave them in libraries, we leave them at bookstores with permission, and it spreads the word. It spreads the word. It's word of mouth. Yes, it preaches the gospel of Jane. It's word of mouth.
She says the group helps Hunter by taking some of the marketing load off her so that she can worry more about writing.
We really hate the fact that she might be doing something that isn't writing. And she has these little bitty threads that she doesn't answer in every book. And we need the next book to find out. She won't tell us all at once.
Quite a proactive way to solve a mystery. For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.